our YouTube channel, Storytime Fun. If you'd like to donate to the podcast, you can simply do it at PayPal, anonymous content. Just look in the summary below, and you can even check out and buy some of our books on Amazon. Okay, so let's read the amazing story all the way from India called The Charmed Ring. The Charmed Ring. I love that story. Me too, me too. So, a father who was a merchant gave his little son 300 rupees. What's rupees? That's money. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of money, 300 rupees. I know. So the dad told him,
go into another country and try your luck in the trade.
Oh boy. So the little boy took the money and went out to different countries. And then soon he came across some herdsmen quarreling over a dog.
Oh, this dog is terrible. Yes, we need to get rid of this dog.
Woof, 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 woof. Oh, the little boy said, please don't kill the dog. He said, please, please, please. He goes, I will give you 100 rupees for it. He said,
what? 100 rupees for this old mutt?
And the boy said, yes, yes, please. So they quickly took 100 rupees, which was a lot of money. And then the little boy took the dog and he went to the next part of the country. Then he saw some people fighting with the cat. Meow, meow, meow. And the people wanted to hurt the cat. Oh, please don't hurt the cat. The little boy said, please don't hurt the little kitten. I will give you 100 rupees for the cat. What? 100 rupees for this old kitten? Sure, they said. So the little boy now had a dog and a cat. Whoop, whoop, meow, meow, meow. And then the little boy walked and walked and walked. And then he saw people fighting over another animal. And then the little boy went and he said, oh gosh, they were fighting about a snake that had been caught in the village. And some of the people wanted to get rid of it. And the little boy goes, oh, please don't hurt the snake. Please don't hurt the snake. I will give you 100 rupees. And they said, 100 rupees for a snake? Sure. They laughed at him. What? How silly. So when the boy came home, he had a snake, a dog, and a cat in exchange for 300 rupees, which was like $300 million, right? Yeah. So the dad was very angry.
What a fool you are. What a fool you are.
And so the dad was very, very mad that the boy had wasted all his money that the father gave him. And the father said,
go and live in the stables and repent of your foolishness. You shall never enter my house again.
The little boy didn't understand why his dad was so mad at him. So the little boy went and lived in the stables. His bed was the grass spread for cattle. You mean hay? Yeah, and his companions were the dog, woof, woof, the cat, meow, and the snake, which the boy had purchased so dearly, saving each of their lives. The creatures became very fond of him. The dog loved him, woof, woof, woof. The cat loved him, meow, and the snake would take care of him. The cat would sleep at his feet, the dog would sleep at the boy's head, and the snake covered his body. And one day, the snake said,
ah, hello, little boy.
Tap, tap, tap. Hi, I just wanted to tell you, thank you for saving me. I am the son of Raja Andraja. One day, when I had come out of the ground to drink the air, some people seized me, and they would have slain me if you had not arrived to my rescue. But I do not know how I shall ever be able to repay you for your great kindness you've shown to me. Would you that you knew my father? How glad my father would be to see his son's rescuer.
Well, I rescued you. You are a son of a Raja?
Yes, I am.
Well, where does your dad live? I would like to go see him. Shall we go?
Well, said the snake, who's now a boy, that used to be a boy. Do you see that mountain way over there? At the bottom of that mountain, there is a sacred spring. If you come with me and dive into that spring, we shall both reach my father's country. Oh, how glad my father will be to see you, that you saved me. He will wish to you to reward you, for saving me. But how can he do that?
How can he do that?
whoever you may be pleased to accept something at his hand.
If he asks you what you would like, you would perhaps do well to reply. Tell my father you would like the ring on his right hand and the famous pot and spoon which he possesses.
The ring on his right hand, the pot and the spoon? Oh, wow!
With these in your possessions, you will never need anything, for the ring is such that a man has only to speak to it immediately. A beautiful furnished mansion will be provided for him, while the pot and the spoon will supply him with all the manner of the rarest and most delicious food.
Wow, I never have to cook again. My mom would like that. My dad would like that. Oh, a big house. Oh, Woody, it's been nice to sleep in the stables, but a nice house would be so much better. Right, cat? Right, dog? Meow, meow, woo, woo.
And so the little boy agreed to accompany the snake, followed by his companions, the cat and the dog.
Meow, meow, woof, woof.
So the snake, the dog, the boy, and the cat all walked to the well at the bottom of the mountain where the sacred well was. The boy and the snake were prepared to jump in according to the snake's directions.
Oh, master, said the cat and the dog. Meow, meow, woof, woof.
When they saw he was about to do,
what shall we do? Where shall we go when you jump into the spring? Oh, wait for me here, the little boy replied. I'm not going far. I shall not be long away.
So the boy dived into the water with the snake. Splash, splash, splash.
Oh, woof, woof, what do we do?
Said the dog to the cat.
Oh, we must remain here,
said the cat.
As our master told us, we shouldn't be anxious for food. You know what, meow? Go to the people's houses and get some food for us, doggy. Don't worry.
So the cat went and got food, and they both lived comfortably till their master came again and joined them. The young man and the snake reached their destination in safety. The information of their arrival was sent to the Raja. His highness commanded his son and the stranger to be before him.
Come before me, stranger, who has brought my son back to me?
Oh, but the snake refused, saying that it could not go to its father till it was released from the stranger who had saved it from the most terrible death and whose slave it therefore was. Then the Raja went and embraced his son.
So you mean the Raja, the dad, embraced his snake son and saluted the stranger, welcoming him to his mansion?
Welcome, stranger, young boy, who brings my son back home to me.
The little boy stayed there for a few days, during which he received the Raja's right-hand ring, the pot, and the spoon.
What would you like in return for bringing my son back, young boy?
Let's see. The snake boy told me to ask for the ring on your feet, the ring on your right finger, and the pot and the spoon.
So the Raja gave him the right-hand ring, the pot, and the spoon, in recognition of his highness gratitude to the boy for saving his son and bringing his son home.
The little boy returned, and on top of the reaching the spring, he found his friends, the dog and the cat. Meow, meow, woof, woof, woof.
They were so excited to see the boy return. They told one another all the experience they had since they last seen each other and were all very happy. They walked together to the riverside, where it was decided to try the powers of the charm ring, the pot, and the spoon.
Hey, the little snake boy told me that this ring will give us a home, and the pot and the spoon will give us food.
The merchant's son, the little boy, spoke to the ring.
Hello, ring. Can you give me a house?
And immediately, a beautiful house and a lovely princess with golden hair appeared.
Poof, poof, poof.
Then the little boy spoke to the pot and the spoon.
Hello, we'd like some food for me and my friend, the cat and the dog.
Yes, yes, please, said the cat.
Yes, yes, woof, woof, said the dog.
Most beautiful, delicious of food were everywhere, with caterers with trays of food, pasta and chicken and beef and vegetables and, oh, the most beautiful pigs and ducks and every kind of food and breads and cookies and candies and delicious fruits and drinks. And the little boy saw the beautiful princess and he was smitten with her.
Oh, hi, hello. Oh, hello, how are you?
Said the little girl said. And they were very happy and became friends. And soon started dating and even married the princess, and they lived happily ever after until one morning the princess, while arranging her toilet, put the loose hairs into a hollow bit of reed and threw them to a river that flowed under the window. The reed floated on the water for many miles and was at last picked up by the prince of that country, who picked it up and saw the golden hair. On finding it, the prince rushed off to the palace, locked himself up in his room, and would not leave it. He'd fallen desperately in love with the woman with the blonde hair he had picked up, and refused to eat or drink or sleep or move until she was brought to him. The king, his father, was in great distress about the matter and did not know what to do. He feared his son would die and leave him without an heir. At last, he determined to seek the counsel of his aunt, who was an ogress.
Yes, and the old ogress who told the king. She bade him not to be anxious, as she felt certain that he would succeed in getting a beautiful woman for his son's wife. She assumed the shape of a bee, and went buzzing along and buzzing, and her keen sense of smell brought her to the beautiful princess who was living with the boy with the magical ring who saved the snake. And she appeared as an old hag, holding in one hand a stick. She introduced herself to the beautiful prince and said, I am your aunt, who you've never seen before, because I left this country after your birth. The princess embraced and kissed the princess by way of adding force to words. The beautiful princess was thoroughly deceived when she embraced him. She returned the ogre's embrace and invited her to come and stay in the house as long as she could, and treated her with such honor and attention that the ogre thought to herself, I shall soon accomplish my errand. And the princess and the little boy thought it was the little girl's aunt, and they took her in. When she had been living in the house 3 days, she began to talk of the charmed ring and advised her to keep it instead of her husband, because the latter was constantly out shooting and on other such expeditions and might lose it. And the beautiful princess asked her husband for the ring.
Oh, you can I have your ring, my dear husband, she said, because you're always going out on expeditions and shooting and going hunting and stuff like that. You might have lost the ring.
So the husband, who loved the princess dearly, gave her the ring.
The ogress waited another day before she asked to see the ring. Doubting nothing, the beautiful princess complied. Can I see your ring, princess, dear, dear niece, said the ogress, pretending to be her aunt. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And the ogress seized the ring and, resuming the form of a bee, flew away with it to the palace.
Oh, my ring, oh, my ring, oh, my ring.
There at the palace, the prince was lying nearly at the point of death because he had fallen in love with the girl's hair.
Rise up, be glad, more no more,
she said to him. The woman to whom you earn will appear at your summons. So here is the charm whereby you may bring her before you with this ring.
The prince was almost mad with joy. Oh my gosh, when he heard the words, and was so desirous of seeing the beautiful princess that he immediately spoke to the ring. Oh, ring, ring, you bring the beautiful fair princess to me and the house. And so, poof, 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 the house and the palace and the garden appeared. He entered the house, and the beautiful princess was there, and he saw her, and she was like, Oh,
she's so beautiful.
And he wanted her to be his wife. Seeing no escape from the difficulty, she consented on the condition that he would wait 1 month for her.
You must wait 1 month for me, because I am married and I have to figure this all out.
So, meanwhile, the merchant's son, the original boy with the ring, had returned home from hunting. He was just terribly distressed when he came home, not to find his house or his wife.
Where's my house? Where's my wife? Where's everything, Dad?
There was the place only, just as he knew it before he tried the charmed ring which Raja Indraja had given him. He sat down the little boy, determined to put it into himself, and the cat and the dog came up. They had gone away and hidden themselves when they saw the house and everything disappeared.
Woof, woof, meow, meow. Oh, master, stay at your hand. Your trial is great, but it can be remedied. Give us 1 month and we will go and try to recover your wife and your house.
Go, said the boy, and may the great God aid in your efforts. Bring back my wife, and I shall live. He was so distraught, the little boy said to the cat and the mouse,
meow, meow, woof, woof.
So the cat and the dog started to run. They did not stop until they reached the place where the lady princess, the mistress, and the house had been taken.
Oh, we may have some difficulty here, said the cat. Meow, meow, look, the king has taken our master's wife and the house for himself. You stay here and I will go in the house and try to see her and talk to her. Meow, meow,
the cat said to the dog. So the dog sat there, woof, woof. The cat had climbed up to the window of the room where the beautiful princess was sitting and entered. The princess recognized the cat.
Oh, hello, cat. Hi, hi, hi.
And the cat said, come, come with me. She said, but there's no way to escape from the hands of these people, she said.
Yes, replied the cat. Meow, if you can tell me where the charmed ring is. Oh, the ring is the stomach of that old ogress woman who pretended to be my aunt, she said.
Oh, all right, said the cat. I will recover it. Meow, meow.
If we once get it, everything is ours. Everything will be ours again. So the cat descended the wall of the house and went down and laid by a rat hole and pretended she was dead. Now, at the time of the great wedding, chanced to be going among the rat community of the place, and all the rats in the neighborhood were assembled in this one particular mine by which the cat had lain. The eldest son of the king of the rats was about to be married. The cat got to know this and at once conceived the idea of seizing the bridegroom and making him render the necessary help. Then the procession poured forth of the wedding, whole squealing and jumping in honor of the occasion, immediately spotted the bridegroom and pounced down on him.
Oh, oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, said the terrified rat. Oh, let him go, squealed all the company. It's his wedding day, they said to the cat. No, no, replied the cat. Not unless you do something for me. I will only release this mouse king that's getting married if you'll do something for me. Listen, the ogress who lives in that house with the prince and the wife, which isn't him because he stole it, has wallet a ring by tricking to be our boy's and princess aunt. And then she took the ring and took everything from my master, and which I want very much. If you will procure it for me, I will allow the rat to depart unharmed. If you do not, the prince rat dies under my feet. Oh, no, 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 said all the mouse. Okay, we will get the ring for you. Yeah, if we do not get the ring for you, devour us all.
Then the rat scolded off, and they accomplished the thing at night when the
ogress was sleeping.
The rats tiptoed onto her bedside, climbed up on her face, and inserted their tail between her throat, and the ogress coughed.
Ah, rats!
And the ring came out of her mouth and rolled on the floor. The rat immediately seized the precious ring and ran off to the king, who was very glad, and went to the cat.
Hi, we got it, we got it, we got it! Look, look, said the cat and the dog,
and release it, son. So as soon as the cat received the ring, she started back with the dog to go and tell her master all the good tidings. All seemed safe for now. They only had to give the ring to the boy, and he would speak to it, and the house and the beautiful princess would again be them, and everything would go as happily as before.
Oh, master, 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 they read. Look, 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 look.
The dog swam in the cat. Now, the dog was jealous of the cat, so he asked for the ring and threatened to throw the cat into the water if you did not give it to him, whereupon the cat gave the ring.
Oh, the dog once dropped it, and a fish swallowed it. Oh, now what should we should do, said the dog. Well, you should have been jealous of me, said the cat. We were on our way home.
What is done, replied the cat. We must try to recover it. If we do not succeed, we'd better drown ourselves in the stream. I have a plan. You go and kill a small lamb and bring it to me.
Oh, all right, said the dog and ran off. He came back with the lamb and gave it to the cat. The cat got inside the lamb and lay down and telling the dog to go away a little distance to be quiet. Not long after, a bird whose beak can break the bones of the fish came down and hovered over the lamb and eventually pounced on it to carry it away. On this, the cat came out and jumped onto the bird and threatened to kill it if it did not recover the lost ring. You get me that ring because I know you can get that fish in the ring. So the bird went and got the ring.
Come along now that I got the ring back, said the cat to the dog, and don't try to take it. And the dog was like, no, it will not. Not unless you let me have the ring. I will carry it. Let me have it.
So they fought again, and this time the ring was picked up and carried off by a kite.
Oh, no, there it goes. Away to a big tree, the cat exclaimed.
Oh, no, what have I done, cried the dog.
You're a foolish thing. Why, I can't believe you took it again. Oh, you're causing so much trouble, said the cat.
But stop your barking. Ruff, ruff, ruff. You'll frighten away the birds to someplace else where we should not be able to get the ring. Come along. Let's go get the ring. We must get the ring.
Or our master will be so upset and die from grief and success and terrible sadness. So the dog was ashamed of himself, begged the cat to pardon for all the trouble it had given him. He was afraid to ask for the ring a third time. So they both reached their sorrowing master was so upset and gave him the precious charm. In a moment, his sorrow was turned to joy. He spoke to the ring. Ring, ring, bring me back my beautiful wife and house. And poof, poof, the house and the wife appeared, and everybody was happy as ever could be.
And they said, we promise not to be jealous, and we all work together, and we only take what's ours, and we don't take what's others. Right? Right. They made a truce from then on not to be jealous of one another, not to take what's not theirs, and to work together and become friends.
Ah!
Wow, that's such a nice story. Yeah, the end. Make sure you download the podcast and be our friend and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And let us know your favorite story, like Skip Boo, about My Big Fat Pink Bunny Hopper, or My Pet Alligator Wellington, or My Pet Dinosaur Blimpy, or The Squeakle. Let us know your favorite story in the comments. And if you'd like to donate the podcast, you can simply do it by PayPal Anonymous Content. The information's below in the summary, and you can even buy some of our books on Amazon. The links are below, like Skip Boots Big Safari Adventure. Yeah! Support us! We love you, too! Thanks for making us a top 1% podcast on Amazon!